Okay, what do you call that bag or sack of potatoes shipped in? What is that called when potatoes are shipped in?
Called a shipping bag.
But this large bag, I think people used to make clothes out of it.
I can't think of that now. So,
you ever heard the word croaker sack?
Croaker sack, that's right, right. Croaker sack.
Would you, when the light bulb burns out in the electric lamp, you have to put in a what? What you put in, a new what?
A new bulb.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, when you carry the washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it out in a what?
Get out in the wash basket.
Okay. What do nails come in?
Carry.
Okay. What runs around the barrel to hold the wood in place? You know, it goes around the barrel?
Hook around the barrel.
Okay. What do you put in the top of a bottle? Up in the top, like top of a drink bottle.
But a stopper, cork stopper.
All right. A musical instrument that children play and they hold it like this. What do you call it?
Some of them mouth harp, some of them jew harp. Pick it, you know, some of them you pick it for, imagine some of them you blow it.
Right, and what you call them a juice harp, you say?
You got a juice harp, you know, pick then, and then you got a French harp, you call it, you know, you might put a whole lot of
okay.
Notes
in. Have you ever used the word harmonica? Have you ever heard that term used? Or do you think it has been?
Harmonica. I heard the word new, but I don't know what it means.
Okay. What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick it with your fingers? What kind of instrument is that?
That's a juice harp.
Okay. What do you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
Wagon tongue.
You know all these terms, don't you? Okay, you have a horse pulling a buggy. Before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the what?
Sham.
God, you really are. You say you just finished the fourth grade, but you finished college with common sense.
No, what you call it, common horse sense.
Oh, you got common horse sense. Okay, the steel rim outside of a wagon wheel. What is that called?
Tire.
Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call a bob wood the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Now, on a wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call a thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Single tree.
The one that's...
In the front of my horse, me.
Oh, let's see now. Let me read that again. On the wagon, you have two horses. You got two horses on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
And each one has a single tree.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
Well, let's see. Well, they call it, see, she had the wagon tongue keep them from hitting each other. Well, they call it the,
It's the same thing as a single tree.
Single tree, call it the,
but it's two of them.
They have two single trees then.
Right, a double single tree. Have you ever heard a double tree?
Yeah.
You ever used that term? Okay, if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you say he was doing what?
Selling wood.
Was he loading the wood or hauling the wood or what?
No, he got going along hauling wood, man.
Okay. Suppose there was a log across the road. You say I tie a rope and do what to it to get it out of the way?
Drag it out of the way.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
I break the ground with a plow, a spade.
Okay.
Fork.
After you have plowed, what do you use to break the ground up even finer?
Cut away harrow, they call it.